This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. In cities across the U.S., cleaning up after another night of protests, they followed the killing of a black man by a white police officer in Atlanta, Georgia on Friday night. Rayshard Brooks was shot after apparently grabbing the officer's taser and tried to escape in order to avoid arrest for alleged drunk driving. The city fired the officer and placed a second officer on administrative leave. On Saturday, Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields resigned over the incident. The death of Brooks comes as the entire country is grappling with the issue of how police treat African-American men suspected of even relatively minor crimes. In Seattle, Washington, Police Chief Carmen Best says she hopes officers can move back into a section of the city taken over by peaceful protesters without you. Anti-racist protesters have peacefully occupied a four-block part of the city. Organizers say they want a neighborhood without police. High-profile Philippine journalist Maria Ressa was convicted Monday in a cyber libel case that press freedom advocates have branded a ploy to silence critics of President Rodrigo Duterte. The verdict was handed down in a Manila courtroom against Ressa, who heads the news site Rapper. She is out on bail. Her lawyer says they will appeal the verdict. Asian stock markets are down sharply. Japan's Nikkei index dropped more than 3% Monday. U.S. stock futures are also pointing downward, indicating global stocks may be headed for a week as investors grapple with the ongoing effects of the coronavirus pandemic. For more on any of today's top stories, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.